I continue to enjoy reading through our Thessalonian letters. We're still in the first letter from St. Paul, once again one of the oldest manuscripts from the New Testament. And we hear of first, quote, "We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober." When I hear that and I listen to that, I think of first the image of St. John of the Evangelist, who wrote a lot in his theology and in the light of the spiritual journey of being in the light of Jesus Christ against any challenges, any illnesses, any body, mind, or soul that feels like in the connection of Jesus, or it might be dark. And we are called to be brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of God in the light. And to let us not sleep like the rest of them, but let us stay alert and sober. Obviously, one level, at the surface level, you could talk about always being sober, not being drunk. But with our spiritual lives, to always be alert. And I think we want to have a balance in that. Because, I mean, there are times in my experience of health situations in my personal life where I am definitely alert. What is going on? And I'm panicky and stuff like that. But to be stronger for myself and others, that we need to be alert. We need to be sober. Because the great goal of our lives is the finish line of earth, to go to heaven. We want to be alert for that. That we always are prepared, that we've always been to confession. Just the basic things, the ordinary ways God has given us. Mass, confession, doing our work, doing our daily jobs, doing our daily relationship with the Lord. So when that occurs, something with deeper challenges with our health, then we're ready, no matter where we're called. Let's remind ourselves of the great goal of our lives, beyond doing our jobs, but to get ourselves to heaven.